You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue with our Suffer Well devotional series. And today's teaching and devotional is exactly that, suffering well. Why must we suffer well? Do we understand? We've been doing these devotionals for quite a while right now, and the question is, why? Why do we really understand why we must suffer afflictions as believers? Why do good things happen or bad things happen to people? Are they really bad things, or these things of Yahweh? So we're going to look at these things as we read the devotional. Now, this is the 270th devotion of the Suffer Well devotional series. And you can read more of them at sufferwell.org. Sufferwell.org. So we're going to be reading this now, and we're going to start off. It says, Yahweh has declared former things from the beginning that he made come to pass, and he has hidden things that he later revealed. All this so you can distinguish his signature from the idols, the self-reliant thoughts, and tempt you. He also knew that you would deal trenchantly with him and his truth. He restrained himself from cutting you off. Instead, he purifies you in the fire. See, I have refined you. Though not silver, I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I do this. How can I let myself be defamed, profound? I will not yield my glory to another. Isaiah 48, verses 10 and 11. What it sounds like when you finally understand, when you are finally free. Child, yes, Father. Do you now understand? I believe I do. Can you test me to see? Why do I allow you to suffer? It's the only way, Father. The only way to do what, my child? The only way to remove all the idols and any thoughts that oppose you. What do you think will happen once the suffering ends, child? I will only be able to agree with you, Father. So, you think your suffering comes from your resistance to do things my way? Yes, Father. Would you suffer all over again in order to see things you see now? 1,000 times over, Father. My dear child, now it's no longer just a hope and a belief. What do you mean, Father? Now you are free because you understand. Now you are free because you know me. You have suffered well. Thank you, Father. Isn't it beautiful? Perfect, Father. Simply perfect. This is the devotional of suffering well and why we must suffer well for him, why we must suffer well to persevere, why we must do these things to understand more clearly and better. The troubles in life that we often look at as things that hold us back and hold us down are actually things that put us closer to Yahweh. We don't know why we go through certain trials in our life. And so many people have a hard time understanding and justifying why bad things happen to good people, as they say. But all things that are of Yahweh are good. All things that are of Yahweh are good. And we must get close to him in understanding. The suffering he puts us through, he will never do it with us being alone. He's always there with us, carrying us, helping us, wanting us to learn the lesson of why we are suffering. And once we get that, we can understand what it means to suffer well, to suffer well. We have to always remember, no matter what, that Yahweh is our refuge. Yahweh is our refuge. He's the one that takes us and heals us and makes us, and everything he wants is for our best interest. So Psalms 46:1 says, for the director of music of the sons of Korah, according to Alameth, a song, Yahweh is our refuge and strength, ever present in help and trouble. Hallelujah. So beautiful. He's our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. When you go through times of trouble and hard times and you don't understand why, remember that poem about the set of footprints, that when you look back on your life, you only saw one. He wasn't not with you. He didn't leave you alone. He didn't leave you in the valley by yourself. He was carrying you at those times. Nahum 1 verse 7 says, Yahweh is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble, and he knows them that trust him. He knows them that trust him. Do you fully trust a wonderful creator is the question. It's easy to praise him during the good times of life when we get things that makes our flesh feel good. It's easy to be thankful and praise him. But can you praise him during the times in life when things didn't line up with your will, when things didn't please your flesh, and when you don't understand why things happen? Somebody close to you dies. You get in a car accident and get injured. You're sick. Somebody you know lost their job. You lost your job. You don't have money to pay your mortgage or your rent. You don't have food to eat. All these different things that we go through in life, we don't understand, but he wants us to trust him and stay close to him and not depart from him, no matter what. His word is a book that guides us and teaches us how to carry ourselves in life. And remember, and I say it often, the fruits of the spirit are not seen in the physical things that we have. The fruits of the spirit is our attitude that we've developed, the peace, the love, and the joy. The patience and the kindness. Psalms 9, verses 9 and 10 says, Yahweh is our refuge, a stronghold in times of trouble. Do you believe that? Do you believe that during the times of trouble, he is our refuge? Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Yahweh, have never forsaken those who seek you. You know, I live in South Florida, and there was almost going to be a hurricane a couple of months ago. And I have a friend who's from the Caribbean, where they actually have more hurricanes than we do. And he grew up there. And I was taking all the stuff from the yard and bringing it in the house so it didn't blow away during the hurricane. And what he did is he came over with a rope. I'm like, what are you doing with the rope? And he started tying things down. He found the pole in my yard and he started tying things to the pole. He started tying things to the fence. He said, instead of carrying things in and out and moving all over the place, what we do is we find a strong, something that's strong, and we tie things to it so they won't blow away. The refuge. We need to learn to tie ourselves to Yahweh's word when the storms come and the wind comes, so we're stuck on a solid ground holding on to him. And no matter how bad the wind is, we're not going anywhere. No matter how bad the storm is, we're going to be right there stuck to him. Make his word, make the Bible that pole that's going to keep you grounded, that's going to keep you secure. Make that the fortress. Psalms 59:16 says, but I will sing of your strength in the morning, and I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Psalm 34 says, I called to Yahweh in my distress, and he answered me. Hallelujah. Psalms 59:16 says, but I will sing of your strength in the morning, and I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Sing and praise. How many of you could praise when things are going not according to your will? Trust in him at all times. That's what it's about. Trusting in him. Pouring out your hearts to him. Understanding that he will never leave you or forsake you. That he is your refuge. Always. We have to believe that. And not just have to see the manifestation of these things to believe it. No. We need to believe it before, not after. Yeshua said, you believe and you not have seen. How great is that? I will do greater things you have not seen. Believe and trust in him. You know, two things I didn't do when I was a baby believer. I didn't understand how to pray, and I didn't understand how to praise. I didn't understand those two things. And now those two things have become the most important part of my spiritual walk with him. Praying, speaking to him on a regular basis, and praising him. Praising him. Some people think praising him means to sing and sing songs. No, that puts us in a mood to praise him. It gets us in an environment to praise him. To praise him. To glorify him. Everywhere. Every day. It's a beautiful thing. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him every day. Hallelujah. Psalms 91:15 says, when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble, and I restore and honor them. I said this before, and I say it again. It's disheartening to me. I have friends, people, family members who I know. Their lives are miserable. Miserable. And how do I know this? Because they tell me every single time. I haven't spoken to a family member in about a month because I just needed to take a break from his negativity. Always something negative. But I felt a need to reach out to him and share the word with him some more and to encourage him and to let him know that there's a light at the end of that tunnel, to let him know that Yahweh loves him and he's going to be okay, but he has to submit to Yahweh's will and trust him. So I called him up and there was no answer. I left a message. Give me a call. I want to tell you something. And I had already expressed to him that he must be positive in his thinking. He must use positive words. He must use scripture. He must pray, pray, and pray. And at that conversation, he told me, oh, I pray all the time. I always pray. I'm always praying. I tried my best to explain, and I don't give up hope. Because if Yahweh can take a wretched like me, there's hope for everyone. And I told him, and I prayed. Well, he called me right back yesterday and immediately started with the negativity. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the day. I don't feel well. Oh, this is wrong and I lost this and I don't have that. Woe is me. Woe is me. And before I got a chance to even reply, he said he had to go. That didn't sound like a praying man to me. That did not sound like a praying man to me. For I want to let him know, and I want to let you all know. I'll see all my friends at Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and praise Yahshua, his glory to share. And you'll not see one blind man in Hallelujah Square. Suffer well, suffer well. Yahweh is near to all them who call him in truth. Calling him in truth. Psalm 145, 18. Do you know what it means to call him in truth? No, it doesn't mean to pick up your cell phone and call him. Sometimes your cell phone can get a bad connection. Sometimes a call won't go through. That's not of Yahweh. To call on him in prayer. 100% of the time, you're getting through. 100% of the time. He's waiting with joy to hear from you, to call on him. I believe sometimes he puts us through these trials and these hard times to see if we're going to call on him and call on him first. Not have any idols, not run to anything first, but to call on him. Are they truly going to call me first? Or are they going to even call me at all? Sadly, many people will fail the test. And he has to break us for us to say, wait a second. He's always been there for me, and only he can help me through this. As it says, and I said it once in Psalms 34, verses 17 to 18, the righteous cry out, call on him, crying out to him. When do we cry out? When we're in distress, despair, when we're broken, when the afflictions have overtaken us, when we're about to drown, the water's about to overtake us, we have no more strength left. We cry out to him. We don't even call him. We cry out to him. You know, there's a difference between calling on him and crying out to him. He wants us to call on him. But if we don't do that the right way, Then we're going to cry out to him. The righteous cry out to him. That's saying the righteous will suffer as well. Just because you're righteous doesn't exclude you from having this desire to call on our Creator. It doesn't exclude you from suffering. He didn't say we're going to be free from all the troubles of the world. He says he's going to be with us with the troubles of the world. And he'll deliver us from those troubles of the world. Yahweh is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He must sing praises. James 5:13. To have joy in those trials is the difference between suffering and suffering well. You know what? My family member that's suffering, he's not suffering well. I suffer. I'm suffering well. So I have a wonderful relationship. And the tests that come, we look at Job. Job suffered well. Because even though he was in so much distress, he didn't even understand why things were happening. But he knew who to call on. He knew who to never leave. He knew who was that solid pole that he could hang on to during those times. Do you? Do you know who that is? Do you know who that you should be praising and hanging on to at all time? Do you know who your real friend is? As it says in a great hymn, what a friend we have in Yeshua. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to Yahweh in prayer. Oh, what peace we find and forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to Yahweh in prayer. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent and submit. Hallelujah. That's what he wants us to do, to find the joy in the trials. Oh, the trials are going to be there. The affliction is there. But the joy in trusting him. Romans 5, verse 3 and 5 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not us ashamed, because the love of Yahweh is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. James 1, verses 2 to 4, the holy words of our Creator say, consider it all a joy, my brethren, consider all a joy when you encounter all these various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its peace, his perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Consider it a joy. Consider it a joy. Can you imagine when I'm going to call this person up today who has so much suffering that's not well in their life, and I'm going to call them up and say, consider it a joy when you encounter these trials in life. Do you think there's going to be a praising on the other side of the phone, or you think there's going to be a anger and how dare you and how could you? Yahweh's will be done. Yahweh's will be done. But I tell you this, anyone that's reading the words of our Creator, anyone that understands, it says in Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Hallelujah. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go and I'm going to send that to him. Right when we're done here, I'm going to go send that to him. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And I know many of you listening are suffering. Our Creator doesn't want us not to suffer, but he wants us to suffer well and trust in him and trust in him. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 says, for the light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Hallelujah. When you think about the time we spent here, you think about the time on the clock and the second hand, the seconds going around, the 60 minutes or 60 seconds in 1 minute. And you think about the time on a 24-hour clock. If you compared that to eternity, We're here for maybe a minute compared to eternity, maybe a second. We think about that. For a momentary sign of affliction to bring us closer to Yahweh, it's all preparing us for an eternal thing that's about to come, for an eternal time. And he wants us to seek our Creator for that comfort, that comfort. This is why people can be martyred and killed and put to death, and they can still find joy and peace in our wonderful Creator, the comfort that abounds them. I posted yesterday a video I did about prayer and praying for our enemies at all times, no matter what. And I think about the great ministry of the Voice of the Martyrs and Richard Brandoff, who went through so much in the movie of his life. And when they were beating him up and he just kept praying, they beat him up. They took his child away. They took his wife away and they beat him up. And then finally, the God that was beating him up every single day said to him, screaming, "What can you possibly still be praying for? You've lost your child. You've lost your wife. You've lost your life. What can you be praying for?" And this man, Richard Brandoff, beaten up, bleeding and everything else, looked at him and said, "I'm praying for you." Wow. Wow. And the peace that comes along with that. I remind you, no matter what you're going through or dealing with in life, Yahweh's there for you to rescue you in times of trouble. In times of trouble, Psalms 11:8. It says in Matthew 6:34, "Do not worry about the things of tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day, enough trouble has its own." He tells us not to worry. Do not worry. Do not be dismayed. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace." The shalom. "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome this world." A greater time is coming. Greater things are coming. Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" Nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. Take comfort in knowing that our Creator, Yahweh, is a God of comfort, and praise be to Yahweh, the Father, and the Son, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the Father of compassion, the Father of comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we have also received. Oh, Isaiah 40:1 says, comfort ye my people, saith your Elohim. He will not forsake you. He will not forsake you. So do not fear, for he is with us. Isaiah 41:10. Do not be dismayed, for he is our God and will strengthen and help us. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalms 94:14 says, "For Yahweh will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance." And Hebrews 13:5-6 says, "Keep your life free from love of money, and be content so you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you." So we can confidently say, Yahweh is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Yeshua. All my sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege you carry. Everything to Yahweh in prayer. It says in Psalms 34:6, "This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." He's waiting for us to call on him. Why do we suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do we put ourselves through all these things? He wants us to cry out to him. He wants us to call upon him before anything else, before anyone else, to trust in him. Psalms 143:11 says, "For your name's sake, O Yahweh, preserve my life in your righteousness and bring my soul out of trouble." I call you all today to suffer well, so you could feel that peace, no matter what, that wonderful peace. that just takes over. In that storm, we're holding on, and we know we're not blowing away. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be fine because our foundation is solid. So you might not have a pole and be standing in a hurricane, but you're going through trials. And you need to stand and hold on to that Bible, those scriptures. That's your rock. That's the word of our Creator. And all of that, says Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. How many of you are trusting Him? I promise you this. He promises us this in Luke 1:37. No word from Yahweh will ever fail. No word from Yahweh will ever fail. Never, ever, ever. He will not leave you. He will not leave you. We need to trust in Him. Trust in Him this day and always. The enemy is going to try to destroy us. But Yahweh says, oh, trust in me with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding of these things. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 7. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. And Psalm 62:8, trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for Yahweh is our refuge. Is He your refuge today? Is He your refuge today? During these situations and these times, is He comforting you? He will never abandon you. He needs to be your refuge, and we need to trust Him. I will put my trust in you, Yahweh, for you have not forsaken those who seek you. And I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in a land of the living. Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and take heart and wait for Him and trust Him. Trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. And I do. And I love it. And it feels so good to know I'm on His side. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of it and His righteousness, and all things will be given to you. And I call you again this day to be still and know that He is Yahweh. Hallelujah. That is our devotional for today. Why we must suffer well. Such a great name to this devotion. And praise our Creator. If you want to hear more or see more, you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you have all of the different devotional videos we've done on there and teachings. And just thank you for just crying out to our Creator and never giving up hope. Never giving up hope and trusting in Him with your faith. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you